This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Dykstra Home Services, Access Elevator, and Builder Supply Outlet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. We're here for the next 3 hours, as we like to say here in Chicago. First show of the new year. I want to thank you for inviting us and allowing us into your homes, cars, I don't know, wherever else you listen to us, campers, campsites, planes, trains, automobiles every Saturday. We are very fortunate and very thankful that you allow us into your personal space to allow us to entertain you and educate you for the next 3 hours. On today's show, like I previously mentioned, Rich Dykstra Sr. from Dykstra Home Services, Rich Wazalewski from Access, Tom 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall, Janky, and Mega Pros Joe from Mega Pros Home Improvement. But first, Elwood Buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Okay, we changed names.
This is your first time.
Everybody's sharing names today. Rich Wazalewski. It's fine.
We're going to call everybody Rich.
We're going to call.
Yeah, just keep it simple for you. It's a new year.
Mega Pros Rich.
Yeah.
And for Mega Pros Jeremy. And Rich Janky from Five Miles East.
Yeah.
Everybody's rich today.
Everybody's rich today, you know? You're the doubler.
Frank's jumping up and down. I'm like, wait, I got to get through the Blues Brothers theme. And I'm like, what did I do? He's like, wait, call my name. I'm like, really? All right, well.
I don't even know anymore.
I got to listen to this show later to find out what I'm doing. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Happy New Year, everybody. Appreciate you making us part of your Saturday mornings every Saturday from 10 to 1, unless we get preempted by Northwestern Sports. Rich Dykstra Sr., you've been talking about how it's going to get cold and how it's going to get cold and how it's going to get cold. And boy, oh boy, man, you are right. It is cold. And people are calling because they didn't call you before it got cold.
Right.
So what are you going to be discussing during the next 3 hours, and how can you help our listeners?
Several tips. I mean, it goes back all the preliminary things, just changing your filter. Got to change that filter. We get a lot of service calls now because of dirty filters. Also, people think that if they set their thermostat up to 88, 85, 90, it'll heat faster. It doesn't.
Love that. That's a good one.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team that are manning the phones right now, what's the best number to reach out to them?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
I wrote right here, it says Rich Wazalewski. I was on my show notes that I wrote prior to going on the air.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for not letting me down this year, Dave.
You're that good. Yeah.
Even though I have Frank on another sheet, I wrote Rich Dykstra followed by Rich Wazalewski.
Wow.
So there you go. I followed
my
notes.
You should get a secretary or somebody to...
Yeah. I should just sleep in on Saturday.
Maybe.
312-981.
I think all that weight loss has maybe affected the brand.
It's right here, so I didn't mess it
up.
You
look great. You just sound ridiculous.
I just read what I wrote. So, Frank Wazalewski, got to scratch that out because I keep reading Rich. What are you going to be talking? Oh, you, amazing story about a listener, how you guys helped. And just tease a little bit because this is pretty special.
Yeah, we helped out a listener in Oak Park get a new lift. He had called us because he had a couple of competitor quotes, heard us on the radio, wanted to see what we could offer because the quotes were kind of high. And we went in there and took a look at the whole house and the whole picture of what they were going through, and we were able to save them a lot of money. So I look forward to talking about this.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you and your team that are standing by to help them, what's the best number to reach and website?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Tom Janky, 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Center. I got the name right.
Yes,
I got the location right, so back off.
It wasn't called Rich or Frank or anything, so that's
still
a good thing.
Still 2 hours and 45 minutes left, so don't worry about it.
Is that how much longer?
That's how much longer.
Gotcha.
Yep.
We'll see if you can make it.
We got the Red Bull and the electroshock paddles ready to go. What are you going to be discussing, Mr. Janky?
Yeah, I really don't have anything today, so I'm just here to hang out. Now, cool. We're going to talk about faucets. Everybody needs faucets.
Yeah.
It's an essential ingredient in a house.
It is. Yeah. It's those little things that you turn the handle and water comes out. It is
most of the time.
This is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you don't clean your filter.
Sure. There you go. Rich is out in La La Land right now looking at the cold.
Yeah, Rich is like, wow, that ice.
Is that ice snow happening soon?
Really cold out.
Look at that. Look at that ice on Lake Michigan. It's fascinating. Janky's talking. I'm going to look at the ice. Is your shop open today?
It is. Yeah. Yes, of course. And it's, you know where it's located?
5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall.
Wow, you are really good.
He is good. He didn't even have to write that down.
Nope.
Some big box stores are having inventory challenges due to supply chain issues, and you don't have those challenges because your stores are packed to the rafters.
We have absolute opposite of that. We decided, I would say probably in August, we knew the supply chain was going to be an issue, especially coming up into the holidays because of all the other things that are being shipped during the holidays. We loaded up, and we just actually sent 2 semis donated to Habitat for Humanity.
Nice. Wow.
Just to make room for all this new stuff. So we got rid of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of inventory, but we brought in probably double that. So, yes, we are stocked to the gills. And the beauty part is unlike your Wayfairs or Amazon, you can come, you can touch, you can feel, you can buy.
And make sure it's not broken.
Yeah.
And that's what? I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to give you a little short story. I met up with these guys that had a moving company, and they were basically the freight forwarders for Wayfair and whatever. Yep. You would not believe the shelves and the damage.
Yes, I would.
We all know.
I have it in my house.
Yeah.
Every one of the Wayfair boxes that I open, we don't leave the foyer because it's going right back out.
Yeah, 90% just reship.
I'm not kidding. 90% of the boxes, and they're very good when you call them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No problem.
They know what's happening.
But here's where your problem is. We have people that order vanities off of Wayfair.
Wow.
Which is number one, it's a big item.
Sure.
And then what happens is it's damaged. Well, that company that brought it into here, they're like,
pick it up.
Not my problem.
Right. Yeah.
But now you got to work to pick it up. Then you got to work to reorder it.
Yeah.
Then you got to, and they have supply side issues.
Mm.
Come to the store
and take it up.
Vanities, especially.
Yeah, and you have those in stock too, right?
I got more than a few.
A boatload. A couple.
With faucets. With faucets.
I guess there goes that Wayfair sponsorship. I guess who's ever working the Wayfair account probably they probably just pulled off. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
So they can definitely call us at 708-343-3900. But I really implore people to look at our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com because our marketing gal is a genius. She's put everything onto there.
All right, MegaPros Jeremy in for MegaPros Joe, who's on his yearly sabbatical.
MegaPros.com.
You're going to be talking about whatever anybody wants to talk about.
Whatever anybody wants.
Well, the phone line, the MegaPros call, text, and photo line is up and operational, so we would love to get pictures of your home
issues.
Challenges.
Yeah. We're here to help.
Got to do with heating and air conditioning, if you want to take pictures of your dirty vents or your filters.
Yep.
You want to take pictures of your stairs, up and down, inside out. Frank will take a look at it.
Your faucets?
Faucet.
I guess your faucets.
And pictures of your faucets.
I don't know why.
Slow leaky faucets.
Doors, anything.
Don't send a picture. Just buy new.
Frank will forward it over to his brother, Rich. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Clevin, I've never seen a V-neck sweater like yours. Andy, have you ever seen it with removable arms?
Like the zipper?
Yeah, so it kind of looks like a muscle tee, but it's a muscle sweater.
You fill out that sweater real nice.
How am I supposed to flex in a long sleeve shirt?
Time to put some hustle behind this muscle.
That's why they have sweaters without zippers on the arms.
I need to flex after every newscast. It's in my rider, and this is going to keep on happening.
All right.
So the zip sleeves are staying.
Andy, I'd shut the door.
He points the way to the weight room after one.
Yes.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Don Kleppen says it's in his rider.
I heard that.
I talked to Mary about getting a new rider, okay?
Yeah.
And I think we should call it something other than a rider.
What do you want to call it?
I'll think of something. I can't think of something right now because I just came up with it, but I will come up with something because that should not be allowed in a contract.
Just saying, maybe. I don't know.
I'm just saying I might have to fly down to Texas to Nexstar to take care of this myself.
Hey, do it without sleeves. That's what I did.
Don't worry about
deal.
It.
Deal. Yeah,
no. I'm a corporate man, and I live in a corporate world. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. I was going to throw it to you, Rich, because I got a great email here from a listener. So let's just take care of that first.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
And then we'll come back with your segment. Eileen, whose son is a Chicago firefighter, and we all know how much we love firefighters, especially Chicago firefighters, because if I go down during the show, the Chicago firefighters would come up.
I hope not.
No, they will.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why we...
Because it's you, they
we,
won't?
We hold them in higher regard because we don't want them to have any doubt.
Deal.
GN, all right, maybe it's Hochberg. Forget about it. 312-981-7200. Hoping you could help my son. A heat guy came in and said there is not much they could do. So that's the challenge for you, Dykstra, because it wasn't Dykstra Home Services. One bedroom is so hot and the baby's room and other rooms are so cold. Sounds like a nursery rhyme. Okay. The pipes bang so loudly throughout the night, keeping them up when the baby isn't. Please advise. They are thinking of moving because of the heat issue, and they live three doors away from me. So obviously, she doesn't want her son
to
and
move
more
in.
Importantly, move in. And they're great. Right. I didn't think of that. So please
move in or move
or,
away
or
from
move
her.
Away f- move from away. Her. Okay. It says here they have a boiler and baseboard radiators. There must be a way to bleed them, but so far, no one could tell them what to do. I hope you can help. No challenge, Tom.
No problem at all.
Rich.
Rich, Bob.
Bob, Sam.
Call me Bob.
Frank.
Yeah.
Rich.
Have a donut.
Yeah.
So they got a boiler with banging pipes. Baby's room's cold. One's room's hot. One room's cold. This listener doesn't want to have her firefighter son move away or move in with her.
What's either or.
How do you solve this challenge?
We can take care of that. It sounds like it's either airlocked. So they can't bleed the lines, and I don't know why they can't bleed the lines. They're all set up to be able to be bled.
What does that mean?
You get the air out of the lines that water flows through.
Okay.
So it's running low on water. That's why it's banging. And there's a big pocket of air, like a big air bubble inside the pipes. The water's not circulating.
Your radiator pipes have gastrointestinal challenges.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
There you go.
So it's just got to get the air out. Let the air out, and you'll be fine.
And you can allow that air to come out of those pipes.
We're an expert at letting air out, David.
And thanks for that. I'll leave that alone. Don Kleppen's getting ready to jump on that. I just turned his mic off. But you service a lot of HVAC companies don't service radiators.
Right. We service boilers.
Boilers, I mean.
Boilers, yeah.
Right. That feed.
Steam and hot water.
Okay, so that is right up your alley, no problem.
We can take care of it.
And it's in the city of Chicago, obviously.
No problem.
He can't work for the Chicago Fire Department unless he lives in the city of Chicago.
There you go.
All right. And your phone number, if our listener wants to reach out, how do they reach out?
1-800-421-3220. Or WGNHeatingGuide.com.
All right, so that's one challenge. This is all in the past 24 hours, okay?
It was cold.
Yeah.
It was crazy cold.
It's been cold.
Yeah. But I'm just saying everything we're going to be talking about is the last 24 hours.
Yeah. Okay? So it's new. It's fresh.
I get a call from a listener trying to get a home equity line of credit, but they couldn't get a line of credit because they're retired, don't have any income coming in, live in a home free and clear. Here come the text messages. Hochberg's trying to strip equity, okay? I get a call from a listener looking for help. She's been to four or five different banks that will not give her a line of credit because she doesn't have any income, but she has $1 million of assets. So I'm like, no problem. I do the calculation. BMO takes the $1 million of retirement assets divided by 180 months. That's BMO's calculation. It comes up to $5,555 in some sense. I go, boom. You know, good credit, no debt. BMO will be able to qualify you. So I connected them with BMO Harris, who's going to be able to use the assets to help this lady take out a $240,000 home equity line of credit against her $300,000 home because she can.
Yeah.
Because she wants to, because
yeah,
she's 61 and a half years old, and she contacted me for it. And if you have a problem with that, that's great. It's not your home. We helped a listener. Another listener helped. Another listener, a divorced single mother, needing to get her ex-husband off of the mortgage. Ooh. Challenge is she only makes $36,000 a year, and she has a $220,000 mortgage, lives in a $330,000 home. no shot with the real estate taxes and her $450 car payment that she qualifies with the mortgage payment, taxes, insurance, and her debt. Doesn't work. So what we did, again, past 24 hours, these are listeners calling you for help. I advised her to contact her servicer, the company she writes her mortgage payment to, and see if there's an outside chance that that servicer will remove the ex per the divorce decree from the mortgage so she doesn't have to refinance. Hmm. There's a 50-50 shot. They either say yes or they say no. If they say yes, mazel tov, congratulations. What's the investment to remove, to do the paperwork, to remove my ex per the divorce decree, and tell me how long it's going to take? If they say no, then give us a call back. We could help you. She has 720 credit scores. Credit scores are phenomenal. And she has to get a cosigner. My sister or my aunt will cosign. Phenomenal. That's number third listener. The number three. I guess the number third doesn't make too much sense, but I'm having trouble with my English today.
I hate to hear what fort is going to be
the
like.
Number four. Number four. I got number three, Tommy. Let me go to number four. Number four, guy calls me, has a deed in lieu. 4 years ago, he owns a condo in Florida, 65. He's got 6.5% in Florida. He's almost 5 years outside of deed in lieu. Called up BMO. He tried to get a HELOC. It's 7 years after a deed in lieu or any type of foreclosure to get a HELOC he didn't qualify for the HELOC. So what we're doing is we're doing a cash out refinance of his primary residence that he owns free and clear so he could pay off his ridiculously high loan in Florida. And number five, second home rates are going up that I talked about on Lisa Dent's show, and that's valuable, which we'll talk about later on the show. So in the past 24 to 48 hours, these are the listeners, and this is the information that I've shared with our listeners. And this is what the show is all about.
Nice.
Okay? Yeah. So that's why we are here every Saturday to help everybody with their challenges. And I just got Benny. We got to go to news, so wrap it up. So I'm going to wrap it up. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We got Jim and Tinley. Hang tight. We'll pick you up after the break. We're going to throw it to Rich Dykstra Sr. after the break as well. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
How do they get rid of chipmunks?
Joe has had some success.
No, I'm not going to come across as the number one chipmunk killer on the show.
That's Dykstra.
That's Dykstra. The only way to effectively get rid of these things is to trap them.
The acorns in the trap.
Peanut butter and a
peanut butter.
Where's Eddie? He usually eats these things.
I would go for the owl or the hawk.
Well, those are always the best.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. There are millions of people sitting around their dining room table right now wondering if we're going to be on tomorrow. Because that promo yeah. made it seem like tomorrow morning at 10. I assure you.
We will not.
We will not be on tomorrow. Yeah. And that promo, as you know,
it's a good teaser.
As I make mistakes every once in a while with names, a promo gets misplaced every once in a while. And I think it was supposed to be for OB and Hamp or something and whatever. But we won't be here tomorrow. Sorry to disappoint. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Rich, it's flipping freezing outside. And nothing wakes you up in the morning like walking across the Columbus Avenue Bridge over the Chicago River. Ooh. In the middle of the winter. In the Windy City. To come to do a radio show here every Saturday morning. Like that walk across the Columbus Street Bridge over the Chicago River.
While it's closed? Yeah, yeah, that was confusing this morning.
Yeah.
It's
at a reroute.
Yeah. So that is, it's very, very chilly out, Rich. And can you discuss a couple different things that you mentioned earlier? Right. You could set, why doesn't it matter if you set your furnace at 84 or 85 or max it, that it's gonna not going to get your house hotter faster?
The furnace can only put out so much heat. And it's not going to do it just because you set it up to 85. It's not like your car where you step on the gas pedal and you go up to 100 miles an hour. Okay, just your thermostat says 90 degrees. Your car says it'll go to 140.
Right.
It's never going to get there. Okay, you set up to 84. It's just going to run at its max, and it's just going to keep running forever. It'll never hit that temperature.
And use energy.
Just waste the money.
So what do you recommend? You always say, if you said it once, you said it about 4,000 times on the show, the air filters.
Right.
And that, is, from what I've learned with you being on the show, is that the air filter is the number one of the top two reasons, right? I'm sure there's another reason, but that's the number one reason for restricting your furnace and air conditioner from operating at peak efficiency. Can you explain that?
Yeah, and what happens with the, especially with the newer furnaces, if it has restricted airflow, it'll hit that high limit three times and it locks out. It'll shut itself off to protect itself, which means you have to go downstairs, flip the switch, and turn it back on again. But so if the filter is clean, it never hits that high limit. So it'll keep, it'll run, it'll heat your house, do whatever it does. Okay, but you can't, you have to make sure, I bet you 3 out of 5 calls, no heat calls that we get there, it's a dirty filter. And we ask people, have you checked your filter? Oh, absolutely. And then 5 minutes later, they'll call back and say, you know what, I'm going to hold off on that service.
Right.
They went and checked the filter after we asked them about it.
And that's the number one reason why you get calls, that the furnace isn't working. It's working, but it's not hot enough.
Right.
Or it's turning on, but nothing's coming out.
Right.
That's the number one reason.
And you touched on it where it's not hot enough. The new furnaces don't run as hot as the old ones did.
Kind of like me.
The old ones would heat up to 100. They'd heat up to 150 degrees, and then the blower would come on.
Right.
The new ones are timed on, so it runs for a certain amount of time, then the blower comes on. And then there, if it's two-stage, after a period of time, it'll ramp up into high flame and high blower. You want two-stage at a minimum on a furnace.
And what is the humidity level that our listeners should have in their home? Because they're seeing the gaps in the flooring. They're getting shocked, okay, when they touched everything now because it's drier. What, because in a lot, like in my house, right, I have a new house, I have the new thermostat, so it's got a humidity setting on there where that it reads the humidity.
Correct.
You know, the humidity in the room. What is the ideal humidity level for a room right now?
You should set it at 35%.
Okay.
That's where it should be when it's cold. Keep it at 35%. And when you change your furnace filter, make sure once a year you change that humidifier pad too.
Okay.
Because that gets all gunked up.
Gunky.
You know, we're keeping a count how many times you pound your hand on the table because everybody thinks their radio speakers are about ready to blow up. That's Rich Dykstra.
He talks with his hands.
I'm half Italian.
It sounds like me.
I'm half Italian. I have to talk with my hands.
It's 2 years and 1 month into the show, and he's still, for the love of gosh, would you stop banging the flipping table?
Okay, I'll fold my hands out a bit.
Because you don't know how many of our listeners have replaced their Lexus and their whatever the heck they got, their Google listening devices because they think their speakers have got a thumping.
Up.
It's ten to one when Rich is on
the
show.
He gets excited about it.
I know.
I got a humidifier question
for
Rich. When you go to replace the pads, which I do every year, I do it usually in September,
right.
On those little pads, there's a dark little line at the top of that pad, and it says to make sure that dark line is at the top. What happens if you invert it?
Water runs out of the pad.
What?
If you look at the pad, the pad is shaped, it's all grooved to go to the bottom. If you turn it over, the water will run out the sides.
Why don't you try it, Tom, and report back?
Let us know.
Let us know.
But you know what? I bet you 9 times out of 10, most people that would replace their pads, they don't look at that.
And then they call Dykstra and say, I got water leaking out of my furnace. Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense.
And we go there and turn it over.
Yeah. Nice. It's
a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
nice
it's a beautiful thing.
There's a reason. There's a help bar on there that says this side up and line it up with this, because when the manufacturer makes something, they want it to work to its peak optimal efficiency. So when you put it in upside down, probably not going to work. I even know that. Yeah. So our listeners,
do you replace the pads in your humidifier?
No. I don't even know where my pad and my humidifier is. I know where my humidifiers are.
Good.
Yeah,
I've got two of them.
He knows where his speed dial number is. Dykstra, come over and replace this.
I know where it is. Actually, I have called Rich up on video call, and I'm like, I know I'm in front of my furnace because it says furnace. Okay,
I don't think they say that.
No, but
wow,
my builder put in because
yours says furnace
because he knows I'm an idiot. Yeah, he's like, this is the furnace.
This is a right-hand screwdriver. Okay. This is a left-hand screwdriver.
That's the
door.
That's the generator. Stay away from it. Okay, so but you know, we've been on the video call. I'm like, all right, Rich, here's where I'm at. What do I do? He's like, all right, turn that off and turn this over. And I did.
Yeah.
And that's
you're pretty much a HVAC tech.
There you go.
pretty much an expert.
With the filter, when you change the filter, the arrow points to the furnace.
To the furnace.
Not away from it. It points to
the
furnace.
There you go, Tom. You got that? Follow the arrows.
But
follow the lines.
No, listen, we joke about this.
It's true.
But it's true.
But you're in and out of hundreds of houses a week.
Yep.
And our listeners are making this common mistake because they want to get it done. They want to get it done fast. You know, they got this new filter. It's square. It's clean. It's white or it's blue.
Usually rectangle.
It's rectangle.
Okay.
Or, yeah, thank sure. you. Well,
that's
mine's okay. square. So take that. Actually, my rectangles are squares. My head. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and they just want to just open it, pull the other one out, pop it in because the other one coming out is gray and black and dirty and gooky, and you want to pop and just want to get rolling, but. It's that extra 5 seconds to make sure you're installing it right. To make sure you're not taxing your system.
Yep. And one other tip for when it's really cold, turn your fan switch to on so that your fan runs constant.
Yeah.
It'll circulate the air through the house, keeps it warmer. You don't have the peaks and valleys.
So in closing, and we're 100% serious here, 35% humidity. Correct. And if you don't have a new thermostat that's got the reading for the humidity, what's the easiest way for our listeners to know how much humidity is in their house?
They could go to Ace or Home Depot, and they have tabletop humidistats.
Okay.
That you can see. They're close on the humidity, but you can look at it and say, yeah, it's really low. If you don't put a humidifier on, it's going to stay low.
Turn the fan on.
Constant. Fan to constant. It'll run on a low blower till it calls for heat. It'll shut off till the heat comes up, then the blower will come back on again.
35% humidity in your house?
35%.
And check your filters.
Right, change your filters.
And install the filters correctly.
Yep.
Do you sell filters at Builder Supply, all that? No.
You
don't. Not yet.
Yeah. If our listeners want to reach out to you before we hit the break?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
We got a text message from Chip here in Hinsdale about duct cleaning, which we'll get to later in the show. We've got a ton of questions about faucets, Tom, especially the proper spelling of faucets. Yeah. How do you spell faucets? Because we have a spelling challenge texter with a unique way of spelling faucets, which we'll get to.
It's not PH.
Nope. This is even better.
I didn't even think of that.
No. Clever. This is better. 312, but that's good, too. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. That was the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. Send pictures. We love pictures. Yeah. Don't we love pictures?
We
Jeremy?
Do.
How much
pictures.
Do we love pictures?
We love them a lot.
We love pictures
really
from your
love
father down in
Mexico.
Yeah,
those ones are good. I think he's working out right now.
I'm
I don't
sure
think he's
he
at the beach.
He's probably just, that means opening the tequila bottle. 312-981-7200. 312, he's doing wrist exercises right now. Let's pour another cup of tequila. 312, a glass. I'm sorry. I'm going to get a text. Yeah. You don't pour a cup, you pour a glass.
Exactly. Got to be classy about it.
Got to be classy. Classy, David. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm Lisa Dent in for David Kapberg.
Wait, what did you say?
Kaplan.
Oh. I'm looking for Henry Ruhlenfurter.
Henry Rohlengarten?
He won't kill me.
Ravenbooser.
Rosenbagger. Ruhlengruder.
One of the producers will play that back for him, and I'll never host this show for him again.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rosenberger.
Rosenberger.
Lisa Dent with Steve Bertrand. Afternoons here on WGN. Great show, by the way. Love the new show. 312-981-7200. Text message 630 Chip in Hinsdale. Regarding duct cleaning, 2 forced gas air furnaces. One in the attic feeds flexible insulated duct so it can't be whipped. The other feeds conventional rigid ductwork.
We can do the conventional one.
Does it make any sense to just have the conventional ductwork clean and leave the flexible alone? Can anything be done to clean the other flexible ducts?
The furnace on the first floor will be the dirtiest anyway because that's where the most traffic is. So that you definitely want to clean that. There's nothing you can do with the flex to clean that. Just can't do it.
Too bad.
Sure.
312-981-7200. Becky Champagne for Rich Dykstra.
Hey.
Thanks for listening down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. I was wondering if you have a particular type of humidifier that you could recommend.
April Air is a good one.
Do you service champagne?
No.
Little South.
We drink champagne.
You drink champagne, but don't service.
That's good. Yeah.
Do you have somebody in Champagne that you could refer?
I will. I will when I get back to my office. I will give you a call and give you a name.
Hang on, Becky, for your
Mr.
Floor
great.
Cleaning product. Thanks for listening all the way down there. Go online. 312-981-7200. Carrie in Woodstock, you have a question for Rich.
Hello. Yeah, speaking of April Air, I have an April Air humidifier on my furnace, and it's got all kinds of settings going on. I've got a dial setting where I can set it for the for the specific humidity that I want it. But then it's also got at the bottom of the dial, it has a little thing that says manual mode, and then at the bottom of the whole unit, I have a tag that says manual mode. Like, should I have mine set at manual mode, or should I have it set to the
percentage? Use the setting manual mode. We'll keep it running nonstop. You'll have water running off the walls.
So turn the manual off and set it to what?
35%.
Do you have a 35% setting, Carrie?
I sure do.
All right, you're awesome. Hold on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Thanks for listening. 312981 out to Island Lake. Fran, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm tremendous. If I was chocolate, I'd eat myself. I'd start with my toes and end with my nose. But go ahead. You asked.
Wow.
I had it.
Wow.
You asked the question.
I
typically don't share that. She asked the question, Janky. So
loaded,
I had to.
Loaded question.
I had to answer it.
My fault.
All right. And I like the crispy chocolate, that crispy crunch, in case you want to dive deeper. Go ahead, Fran.
Anyway, question I have for filters, furnace filters. I have a reusable one that I clean, and it just does not seem like it's ever clean enough. And I had another HVAC guy long ago that said, get rid of that and use a regular disposable filter. So the thing is, the size of the filter that I have is an odd size, and I can't find it anywhere.
Rich,
okay.
So,
yeah. Is it a metal filter, or is it the
one they have now? Yeah, it's metal.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, when I clean it, it just does not seem like it's getting clean.
Okay, there's a spray that you can spray on that filter. It's a RP filter coat, and what it is, it'll make that filter a little tacky, so it'll catch the dirt as it goes through. Just the metal filter, it's the same as not having one. Unless you coat it to catch all the dirt.
RP filter coat.
RP filter coat.
Do you sell that?
Yes, we do. I can send it.
Can you put that in the dishwasher?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can put a filter in a dishwasher?
No, a metal filter.
Yeah, metal filter.
Right, metal filter in a dishwasher.
Those were from the electronic air cleaner, correct?
Yeah. Try putting it in your dishwasher, if you have one.
It's not catching dirt.
Oh, okay.
It's not catching dirt.
Got it.
So
really?
You can coat it.
Okay, so you don't suggest getting rid of that and using a disposable one?
You're going to have an issue getting the size, probably. It's probably an odd 12 and a half by 14 or something. It's oddball. So, I'll have your name and number, and I'll give you a call and get you that filter coat.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, friends. I got 2 minutes before the break. I'm trying to get Ian and May in. Hey, Ian, what's your question, Southwest Side?
Hey, I've got a quick question with the furnace. So, my thermostat has two settings, on and auto. Did I hear right that the recommendation is to keep it on?
Yes.
To have the fan running all the time, and then the heater will only kick in when the temperature gets to, like, hey, listen, I need to create heat. Is that right?
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Right.
When it's cold, keep it on. And when it's really hot in the summer, do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Do the same thing. So that thing should be running all the time. It doesn't do anything, no damage, no nothing to the fan.
My blower has been running for the last 10 years.
Isn't that a personal question?
And I talked to his wife before the show, Ian, and she confirmed it. What's that, Ian?
I said David's going to go somewhere with that.
I already did. I checked with his wife, and she confirmed that. Hang on, buddy, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. You see, our listeners know. A sarcastic remark is coming.
That was like a soft pitch and a home run.
I know. 3-2 fastball, and the fastball is coming. May in Chicago, you've got 30 seconds. Go before the break.
It's cold. Keep it in there, and it's really
high. I have a question. Oh, am I to ask?
Yeah, go.
My question again?
Yeah, go ahead, May.
Okay. I have a two flat in the basement. In the basement, it has forced air and heat. On my first floor, I have hot water baseboard heaters. I want to add air conditioner only to my first floor, but not touch the heating. Am I able to?
You bet. We can take care of you on that. Give us a call. We'll come out and take a look.
May, I got to hit a break, and plus we had the feedback. So when you call in, you got to turn your radio down because that's what it sounds like when you don't. 312-981-7200 is the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. I got to get out within the next 10 seconds. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Fran, Ian, May, hang on the line. Jeff's going to pick you. James, Jason, Jack, what's our new guy's name?
Wow.
Call him Rich.
Rich.
Yeah,
Rich. Might as well.
He's going to pick everybody. He's going to pick you up with your Mr. Floor cleaning product. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago at AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 815, Jeremy. Good morning. Love your show. Always very informative and fun. I have a kitchen in need of remodel and wanted to know if Mega will go to Kankakee. Is that within your service area?
Probably not.
Probably not. A little too far south.
Yeah, a little too far.
But you could go to Builder Supply to get that kitchen.
Yep,
you could.
312-981-7200-630. Gentleman by the name of Mike. How do I know? Because we called him. Hochberg sounds sick. Low voice, low energy, COVID PCR negative, I hope. Or maybe his miracle diet has him down. So we called Mike and let him know in very loud and positive reinforcing voices that we are fine and I am 100% good. Good to go. 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Tom Janke, 847, Mike Grohe, Lady Lux Plus Kitchen Faucet.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Throwing down the Grohe.
I'm very, very familiar with Grohe.
Grohe Lady Lux Plus Kitchen Faucet started leaking.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And the plumber told me that it needed to be replaced. I can't use my kitchen sink until the faucet is replaced. Ugh! The faucet is only 3.5 years old. Grohe will replace it free of charge. This company is very good with warranties. However.
There's a but.
I'm wondering if there is a better brand that I should be getting when, if I need a faucet in the future. Tom Janke Jr.
Okay.
Tom Janke Jr. Okay.
Junior.
Hey, future junior. I'm way past the junior stage. Sorry about that. You know, wishful thinking. Number one is, in my opinion, only in my opinion, Grohe is the best faucet in the entire marketplace. Every faucet in my entire house is Grohe. Your faucet is leaking. The biggest question is tell me where it's leaking. Is it leaking from the hose? Is it leaking from the head? There's no point in replacing that because basically your faucet is a body. You know, the leaking parts typically on a Lady Lux is the hose, the pull-out type hose. So, and that's easily replaceable. The one thing about Grohe is you call them. I mean, a homeowner calls them and says, I've got a bad hose or whatever. They replace it in a minute. I do not recommend going to any other faucet other than Grohe. I think it's the best in the marketplace.
Good morning, gentlemen. Is there a brand of faucets, F-O-S-S-E-T-T-S?
And no PH, though.
Thank you. That you would recommend. Love your show. And then after this texter heard us comment on that, they corrected it and spelled it correctly. So thank you.
We love that texter.
Right.
Good job.
You know we were just joking around, but we couldn't. It can't help myself.
Yeah, it's obviously.
It's a two-inch puzzle. Come on.
When you start talking faucets, we just brought in our own line of faucets. We're actually having it made for us. It's in my opinion, it's better than what you see in the big box stores. But just to give you a little information is when you buy a faucet per se at a plumbing supply house, let's just say it's a lav faucet. What you're going to do is you're going to get a brass drain with that and most likely more brass parts within the faucet. When you start going to the big box stores, the first thing that they do...
Well, hang on. Is brass good or bad in your opinion?
Oh, brass is
good.
Excellent.
Okay.
Good.
Excellent.
You have a choice. It'll either be brass or then it goes to plastic.
Right.
Okay? Yeah, you don't want plastic.
So every time a home... Oops.
Ooh, a big box store.
Yes.
Big box store.
Yeah, we're working on the Home Depot sponsorship. Let's not throw them under the bus yet.
Goes to a manufacturer. Let's just say it's Moen or Delta. What they do is they value engineer it. So all of a sudden that drain goes from brass to plastic.
Yeah, there's a reason why there's a price point difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's how the big box stores, you look at it, the faucet looks identical, but the actual components in it are completely different. One of the things that we did with our own faucet, which is we brought in not only bathroom faucets, we brought in kitchen faucets. We've done all the brass work already. So there's very little plastic in it. So it's an incredible faucet.
Go ahead there, Frank.
And Tom, how does your price point compare on those products? Obviously, you're paying a little bit more because it's a better product, but surprisingly enough,
when you look at our faucet that has all the brass components to it, we're on par with the same price as what the big box stores have. We just enter a better quality.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not too different than there's a big box store that value engineers doors. Well, our doors might look the same, but you know, the components on our doors make it more expensive door, but we could be competitive price-wise. So the same thing is with the faucets, too.
Nice.
312-981-7200. Texter Tom for you. House built in 1962. Plumbing fixture still original.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Do I need a plumber or just a handyman to replace toilets? Main cast iron shoreline is still okay. Love when you're on heart.
Only you, though. It's weird.
Yeah.
She only loves... don't know if that's a guy.
No,
You know what?
Doesn't matter.
It's a great question. I just finished a rehabbing a house in Wheaton. It was built in 1967. We replaced the toilets. Do you have to call a plumber? I mean, you want a job really done well? Call a plumber. Can you do it yourself? Depends on how handy you are.
Yeah.
And the only thing I suggest to people when they do it themselves, have lots of towels and rags around, because most likely you're going to have a leak. Oh, so, yeah. You know, the biggest thing is in replacing a toilet is making sure your wax ring seal from toilet to floor is connected correct. There's enough seal on it. Sometimes you got to double up the wax ring on it, but replacing a toilet is not a big deal. I will tell you, the vast majority of homeowners will call either a handyman or a plumber.
A lot of people didn't know this, but Frank from Access's garage band name was the wax rings. 312-981
doubled up wax.
Doubled up wax. Well, then they split, and then they had a fight over the name, and then Frank went with
wax rings.
I'm the double wax wingers.
Right.
312-981-7200. Rich, you want to make a comment?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to be careful. It's rare, but when you go to a new toilet, they're 1.5 gallons. The old toilets were 3 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So with a cast iron line, the waste might not move down the line the way you want it to.
Right. Yeah, I think there's a couple things to worry about. You got to look at your shutoff valves. You got to look at whether or not 1962 could have been a tankless toilet, in all fairness, right? Could have been an old commercial style, meaning they made those. So there's a couple factors that you could text a picture if you
That'd
want
to. That'd
be great. Right. That'd be great to text a picture.
You know what? Jeremy just hit on one thing I was going to bring up, and that is your shutoff valve. You know, a lot of times, if you haven't used that over a number of years,
rusty,
it gets stuck. At that particular point, you got to shut the water off in the house. You got to drain the whole house down. You know, replacing those is, again, not a big deal. The average person isn't going to do it.
All right. Before we hit the break here, we got a texter in here from one of your relatives, Mr. Dykstra. So we're going to replay this, which is the highlight of the show so far. Next to me talking about my chocolate eating from my nose to my toes, this would be like, that's 1A. This would be 1B. Hit it, Benny.
My blower has been running for the last 10 years.
And we received a text message from a lady by the name of Cheryl. I'm Cheryl Dykstra's cousin and listening while on the road, and my jaw just dropped and almost drove off the road. So we'll go into break with that. Do you know of this Cheryl?
Cheryl would be my wife.
Oh, that would be your wife.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm Cheryl Dykstra's cousin. So is she?
Yeah, it could be anybody.
Is she impersonating herself as your...
No, she's saying that's her cousin. A cousin.
Wow.
Read that one.
Are you
more
on the radio right now?
I'm Cheryl Dykstra's cousin.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're not, but whoever called it.
Right. Yeah. But is that your wife's sister?
No, it'd be her cousin.
It'd be her cousin.
Right. So it's your wife's cousin.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's rich. That's rich in there. Wow.
We got 3 minutes of commercials. Can you flowchart that for me?
You need a Snickers.
Yeah. I need something. Man.
You look great. Your brain's
there. I don't know what is going on. 2022's rocking. 312-98. We got callers coming in. Frank, I swear we're going to get to how you created this master plan to save our listeners. And I will tease it, over $10,000 in total costs and expenditures and investments and healthcare costs by designing a different lift. Phone lines are blowing up. We will get to that, Frank, I promise you. 312-981-7200. And Tom, I want you to come over here because a texter just texted in a picture of their new kitchen and they love your faucet. So I want you to look at the faucet and explain it. Thanks, you 630, for sending that in. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is AM 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Bob and Wooddale. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. You know, I listened to Tom over there at Builders of Supply, and just last year they did our whole kitchen for us. What a great job they did. They had such a good, nice deal, and they were so nice. That why would you want to go anywhere else?
Tell you what, Bob from Wooddale is giving Lindsay a run for her money.
I met Tom personally. He happened to be walking through there. What a personable guy. I mean, great guy.
Was it a highlight of your day or a disappointment, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to recover from that.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Wow. Wow.
312.
He never answered the question.
I know.
Did he
kind of sidestepped it. He should run for office. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com has all of our contact information. It also has all of the show's podcasts. So if you want to do a little listening of previous shows, you can go to WGNDavid.com. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So, Tommy, the faucets seem to be, people are actually sending in pictures of their faucets.
But you know what? If you're going to send a picture of a faucet, get closer to it, because if you're far away, we don't have the ability to blow it up here.
Well, I have to tell you, 708, who is gingerly holding, it looks like his left hand, his faucet.
Good job.
He's got the pull down.
Can't get names right. Can't get anything right, but that is a left hand.
And I finally,
Because
the thumb is up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I figured that out.
Three if it's right hand, the thumb is down?
Well, let's not get too specific.
Oh, boy.
And by the way,
yes.
I figured out I'm Cheryl Dykstra's cousin, what that means.
Nice.
Cheryl Dykstra is Rich's wife.
Amazing. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I know you knew that.
Do you know what? You got everybody here going, oh, that's a cousin. Yeah. And over there, they're going, who's that?
Right. It's Rich Dykstra's cousin. She drove off the road. We probably have to call, AAA
somebody.
For her to take her up.
Her. Yeah.
After hearing that your blower's always on. 312-981.
10 years.
For 10 years.
Yeah. For 10 years.
I never knew a guy in his 60s having that many kids. 312-981-7200. Cattell's blower works. So, Tommy, what else do you want to leave our listeners with about faucets? You've got them stacked to the roof.
I absolutely have them stacked to the roof. Plus, we've brought in a lot of these matte black.
Oh, cool.
Matte black.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the finishes that you guys had.
Well, we brought in matte black, and then we also brought in the brushed gold.
Yeah, that like new age. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, back in the 80s and 90s, it was polished brass, but now it's the brushed gold. So we brought them both in the kitchen as well as the bathroom.
Nice.
And again, the beauty part is come in, play with the faucet a little bit, won't see water coming out, but you'll be able to feel it, touch it, take it home.
Will you stand behind them and do water sounds? Like,
yeah, could you?
I That'd absolutely be awesome. Do that.
Yeah,
yep.
That's great.
We have a water sounds on our phone that we just got to put.
That's cold.
Yep.
That's hot.
That's hot. Oh, that's really
that's
hot.
Really, yeah, that's going.
Tell you what, I got a voiceover future here, everybody. Watch out.
But you know what? We carry the newest, the latest, the greatest, the most popular styles. I mean, everybody wants a kitchen faucet with a pullout. And so we have it. We've got several different styles of lab faucets. So come on in, come on down, and check out the matte black and brushed gold.
312-981-7200. Nick, you got a lease car question, my friend. How can we help you? Nick and Tinley. Okay, you've been waiting on so long, you fell asleep. 312-981-7200. Helen in Orland, you've got a great question. You going on vacation?
Yes, I am.
Okay, where are you going?
Florida.
Florida.
Nice.
What part? High, north, south, east, west?
Well, we're going to wind up with a cruise in Fort Lauderdale, but starting out in Orlando.
That a girl. Nice job. Have fun.
Enjoy yourself.
How long are you going to be gone?
Probably 5 weeks.
Are you trying to case her house? Like, what's your address?
You just don't ask that.
I'm afraid of. That's what I'm afraid of.
You do a slow roll building up to
I don't know that.
Why don't you? Hey, Helen, what's your garage code? You don't open with
that. All right.
My husband's deceased, because he used to take the lock off the garage so it wouldn't open.
I like this guy.
Yeah, that's actually pretty clever. I like that idea,
may
too.
May he rest in peace. Yeah. That's a genius
smart
move.
Idea.
So you're single? Are you single? Are you living alone?
I am.
Okay, sure. So you're getting your house. Is this the first time you're going away without your husband's help? Okay.
Yeah.
So, Rich, we have a single young lady going on a 5-week trip to Florida. That's how you say it, by the way. Florida. Florida. Not Florida. Florida. It's Florida. That's how we say it in New York.
Florida. Got it.
So what should Helen do with her furnace if she's going to be leaving town for 5 weeks?
She can set it down to about 60 degrees. Also, what they make, you can go to Ace and get them. It's for low temperature. You can put it, and you hook a lamp up to it where your neighbors can see it. And if the house gets down to 40, that light will go on. Your neighbor will see it. And hopefully they can go in and take care of the problem for you.
No, really? That's cool.
Yeah.
So this is for the hot water tank?
No, just for the temperature.
It's just for the temperature. So you want to set
the house temperature.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 60. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So set it at 60 is okay if you're going to be gone for a prolonged period of time.
And then you can get a cold alert that you plug a lamp into. Or I had a lake house. I used a floodlight pointed to my neighbor's house. And if the temperature went down to 40 degrees, that light would go on and stay on. The neighbor would see it and hopefully go in and take care of it, call somebody to take care of the problem. Your water heater, you can set that down as low as it'll go.
Yeah.
And it won't come on while you're gone.
How's that, Helen? Any other questions? Helen? Helen? Okay.
Helen's on a cruise.
Helen
she left.
I don't know. Please check with Helen.
I think she went to Ace.
Might have to.
She went downstairs.
We got to send the Orland.
Listen to us that well.
We got to send the Orland. Yeah, she's like,
she's changing her
I'm doing it right now.
I'm out of here. Or we got to call the Orland Police Department, do a health and safety check. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Nick, I got 30 seconds here, buddy. You got a question about a car.
I do. Dave, my lease is up this month, and I have a GMC Terrain, and I want to buy it out.
Yep.
What would be my best bet of getting a loan? Would it be through GMAC or through my bank or put a home equity loan? Or
Home equity loans, if you have equity in your home, that'll be your probably cheapest option right now because rates are going up, but I would definitely check around. But I could call you after the show because we're going off. We got to hit a break here at the bottom of the hour, buddy, okay? I promise to call you on the way home, all right?
Appreciate it.
All right, hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Man, the phone lines are blowing up. Frank, we're talking about coming after the break, how you help. I know we've been teasing this for an hour and a half, and you've been sitting there going, when are we going to talk about this already? I could have come in an hour and a half late. I didn't have to get here at 9:30. I could have just rolled in at 10:30. 312-981-7200. Access. Frank Wasilewski from Access is coming up after the break. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call. Text and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to play some short commercials and throw it over to Don and Andy in the newsroom.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Access. It used to be Access Elevator. I just want to clarify that.
We right? still are Access Elevator.
But you're going to be going, because all the commercials so far and all the mentions on air have been Access, and you want to be, because it's more of a generalized opening up of your brand.
Yeah, it's actually quite amazing how many phone calls and texts that we get from people that say, how does an elevator company do a bathroom?
You know, yeah.
Right? So it makes a lot of sense. So we do refer to ourselves as Access. That's how we've been promoting ourselves for the last 5 years. But our legal name is Access Elevator Incorporated.
So, and that's what you were on Lou's show when you did the interview with Lou, all the commercials last year, on this show last year, but now it's going to be going forward, Access,
yeah,
which makes more sense.
Yeah, we refer to ourselves as Access. Basically just shortening our name. Kind of like Madonna.
Right.
We're Access.
Mm. Or Prince.
Or Prince.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Hochberg.
Well,
312-981-7200.
Nothing like that, in fact, yeah.
I was going to say Kleppen, but he's not even paying attention. 312-981-7200. You encourage listeners, we all encourage listeners, to shop around, to get different options and get different opinions and be an educated consumer.
Absolutely.
This is a situation of a story that you're about to tell where one of our listeners had contacted a couple, three other companies, heard you on the radio on this show, contacted you to be their third or fourth option, right? You know, quote, and take it from there.
Yeah, so Henry from Oak Park reached out to us, and Henry had already gotten a couple quotes from a couple of our competitors that you'll see on TV, and he thought the prices were a little bit high for the situation he was dealing with his wife. He has a curved staircase, so he needs a custom-made curved stair lift.
What was the challenge, the medical or mobility challenge of his wife, so our listeners could, you know, hone in on that?
She has brain cancer.
Okay.
So, terminal brain cancer. So he was trying to get her up into the bedroom.
Sure.
So you go to sleep. So one of our specialists, Amy, went out and met with Henry, kind of reviewed what Henry was looking to do, and you know, Amy said, well, yeah, we can do this. So our cost to do this was roughly about $10,000. And he was a little put back because the other quotes he got was $15,000 and $19,000.
Wow.
To do that same exact thing. Hmm. And so then Amy started talking to him more. Well, why do you want to get up there? What's important? Where does she bathe? Where does she spend most of her time?
Quality of life questions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it turned out that she spent 90% of her time, waking hours, down on the main level.
Okay.
And she really was only going upstairs to go to bed or to take a nap.
Okay.
So what Amy proposed was, okay, you are, why don't we just use this extra room you have downstairs, put her bed there, don't buy a lift at all, you don't need it. You know, and now she's 100% on the main level where the family is all the time,
and she could bathe and get cleaned up and everything.
So she can bathe, she can get cleaned up, everything. So Henry was thrilled because we didn't sell him anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's so great.
Saved him a lot of money.
Yeah.
But then Henry's like, well, how do I, you know, here's my other challenge that I was going to look at later is how do I get her out of the house?
Right.
So then we looked at putting a lift on the outside of the house for him, and that's actually what we're doing. And we're doing that for $5,000. So Henry's saving a lot of money there. And then Amy, unfortunately, she had a lot of personal experience with the brain cancer with her brother and was able to talk to Henry about hospice care because he you know, was worried about that part.
And she knows firsthand because she experienced it.
And all of our assessors, you know, have had some personal experience. But, you know, in dealing with our families, we learn what they go through. We hear their stories. And we've, you know, come across a lot of reputable companies that we can recommend. We do not do hospice care. You know, but we were able to recommend somebody to come into the house, which is going to save them another $7,000 to $8,000 a month going forward.
So what?
$7,000 to $8,000 a month.
Wow.
Going forward. So, wow. You know, all in all, we were able to solve the family's problems and save them a lot of money going forward. You know,
312-981-7200 Megapulse call, text and photo line. We've got Mary in Granger, Indiana. Do you service Granger, Indiana?
We most certainly do.
Hey, Mary, how can we help you?
Well, I have a problem.
Okay.
I'm getting old, and I'm having trouble getting up and down the stairs, basement stairs. Here's the problem. The basement stairs go down like 4 or 5 steps to a landing, and then there's a 90-degree turn, and there's 5 or 6 stairs down to the basement floor.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
No, it's not a problem. In order to do that with one stair lift, we'd have to come out, photo measure it, and then install a custom stair lift that fits that staircase specifically. Now, do you have a door at the top landing?
Yes.
Okay. So that door. Go ahead.
The other problem is that the HVAC system is right to the right of the bottom set of stairs.
And what's to the left of the bottom set of stairs?
Well, as you're going up, it's on the left. As you're going down, it's on the right.
No, but what's on the other side? When you get downstairs, you've got the HVAC on one side. Yeah, what's on the other side, Mayor?
Nothing.
Okay.
So we could put the staircase or the stair lift over on that side for you, and we can also wrap it around a wall if need be to park it out of the way so it's not sticking out at the bottom landing. Now, how is your challenge more getting down there to do laundry, or do you?
My washer and dryer downstairs, plus all my cooking and decorating it. Stuff is down the basement.
Okay.
So that's a vital part of our house.
It's vital. Yeah. It's vital. And at your age, I wouldn't recommend doing just handrails. I mean, obviously, you want to keep you moving and using it as much of your body as possible. But, you know, a lift would be the best solution.
Where is Granger, Mary? Well,
have you heard of Notre Dame?
Oh, yeah, I heard. Yeah, it's a small school.
Yeah, real tiny.
Okay. Yeah, a small Catholic school.
Small Catholic
school.
Yeah. Teeny one.
Granger is just east of Notre Dame, about 10 miles.
Yeah. All right, so she's over off of 80.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah, I'm right off the toll road.
Got it. All right. Well, hang on. I want to ask about Amish Jam. Are you close to Napanee?
Oh, my God.
Are you close to Napanee? Amish Jam. Napanee, I'm going someplace here because you can't get the blackberry Amish made jam like you can in that part of the country. Am I true or am I right, Mary?
Well, yeah, I can get it in Napanee. I can also get it in the Shipshawana.
All right, there you go. Okay, so when you go out there,
I'll stop by.
Stop by. Just get
it.
Thank you. I won't be able to eat it yet, but when I can, Mary, the blackberry jam is the best. Am I right? Am I right?
I'll get it for you.
All right, there you go. Mary will have it ready to go. All right, so will you go out to Granger?
Absolutely. We'll absolutely come out and do a free assessment for
you. All right, Mary, you hang on, okay, my friend? We got to hit a break here.
All right, dear.
And I'm going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product, get all your information, and Frank will be out there this week.
Yeah, we'll get out there this week.
Frank will be out there this week, Mary, so get...
In spite of the blizzard we might have.
Don't worry. Blizzards don't stop Frank from access.
Frank, four-wheel.
It's all about access. Okay. He can go anywhere.
Blizzard.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, lizard. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Mary's throwing it down, Frank.
I know.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Will you call in next weekend and talk about the experience with Frank and access? Will you do that?
Do I have to?
Oh, there we go.
No, but it would be awesome if you did, Mayor.
No, you don't have to do anything you don't want to. Yeah. Would you like Frank out this week?
Don't listen,
though. That's a better answer.
312, hang on, Mary. 312-981-72. She's going to throw it down. I got to give her right back at her. 312-981. You ever hear of that small Catholic school in South Bend? Like, yeah.
Witty.
It's very, very well played. I like that. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got to take a quick break. Come back with more of Frank at Access after these messages. 312-981-7200. WGNDavid.com. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? For some pimp.
Whoever looks at me.
Some pimp. What is it? Some.
Sump.
Pit. Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Have they found your wife, Cheryl's cousin?
Have they located
I don't know.
Have the tow trucks arrived to pull her out of the ditch?
Way in a ditch.
Is she nice, at least? Or is she a pain in the
ass? I don't know who it is.
She's your wife's cousin.
How many cousins does she have?
She has several hundred.
Oh, what?
Honest to God, she does. Her mother's family, there were 11 kids in it. And they've had, I don't know how many kids.
How many do you care for?
All of them. I love them all.
Yeah, that's almost as sincere as Kleppen. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So Frank, when our listeners call, what number? What number should they call?
630-616-6249.
This gentleman in Orland, what was it? Oak Park. Called a couple of 800 numbers for some national firms that he saw on television.
Correct.
Right? A call center picked it up, deposited it to the local representative here. Nothing wrong with that. It's a business model. When they call 630, phone number again.
Mm-hmm.
What's your phone number again?
630-616-6249.
It goes to a phone located where?
In Roselle, Illinois.
Local. Roselle, Illinois.
Correct.
On the western burbs, southwestern burbs. And you've got, how long has Access Elevator / Access been in business?
So Access started in 1990 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we opened up here in Illinois in 2010.
Okay. So when you go out, it's not just a, hey, here's the quote, we're moving on, right?
No, not at all.
Explain the difference between the 800 television model sales, because I have the same challenge when our listeners see Henry Winkler or whoever is the flavor, Tom Selleck, talking about reverse mortgages. give me a flipping break, Tom Selleck, as if he knows anything about.
I do like Tom Selleck.
I love Tom Selleck.
All right, good. I just wanted to be clear.
He's a great actor.
Okay, got it.
He's a great, handsome man, and Magnum P.I. was his best work, okay?
I think you'd look good with his mustache.
Who wouldn't?
Oh, you would. Okay? Yeah. Oh, that's a challenge. Can you do that?
That goes without saying. Stop with the obvious comments here, and stop buttering me up, because this is your segment. You're going to get the time anyway. So the point is that when you call up these 800 numbers, right, and I get it with all of these, you know, celebrity spokespeople, it's nonsense. It's a different, we do what's best on the reverse mortgage side, like you guys do when it comes to the, it's not a sales pitch, it's a consultation. Correct. Explain the difference.
Yeah, please. So it is a consultation, and in my industry, in the clients that I serve, there is a need, right? They're calling us up because they have a need to get in and out of their house, get upstairs, go to the bathroom, get out of bed, whatever it might be. So we do approach that as a very consultative situation. We're going to go in there and try and see what your daily life is, and then come up with the best solution for you. And yes, sometimes it's the lift, sometimes it's a ramp, sometimes we just need to widen a door, sometimes we just need to put in a simple grab bar for you, and that'll make all the difference in the world. But it's all about finding the right solution for you. And the danger with these national brands is they are out there to sell you a product. Right. And if you call them specifically on, hey, I saw a stair lift, I want a stair lift, they're going to go there, they're going to sell you a stair lift, even if it's not the right solution for you. That's
Henry in Oak Park, his wife has brain cancer, something that's horrific.
Horrific.
That
we very don't horrific. Very
wish
sad.
On anybody ever, ever. And two other companies came out, 10 and 15 or
no,
15?
15 and 18.
15 and 18 grand in quotes to install. You came out, your rep came out, Amy. Completely talked him into another direction, did not sell him a lift.
No, I actually talked him out of buying that lift altogether.
But supplied him with the lift to help get his wife in and out of the house to go to doctor's appointments and to do whatever, right? So she's not trapped in the house. And the other companies didn't even
approach it. Didn't even care. They just went in and they saw the most expensive lift they could sell. That's what he happened to be asking for because he was new. He needed information he didn't know.
Saw a man trying to take care of his he loves his
He's
wife.
He's going
to
do anything.
He's going to do anything.
Emotional thing will take over.
It's an emotional sale. It's blood in the water. And these companies came in, we'll stay nameless, came in, saw a desperate man trying to help a wife that he loves who has a terminal ailment, and they quoted him instead of trying to... And that's the difference. They made a quote, you solved the challenge. And that's the biggest difference in the sales pitch, right?
It's not a sales pitch.
That's what I'm trying to say.
We are there to help you. And yes, in the end, we
offer a service.
We offer services, provide a lot of different products, you know. But yeah, we are not there to sell you on one specific thing.
You're overcoming challenges.
All the time. And you made a great point there. This is an emotional purchase. So even when, you know, even as much as I love my team, if you have, if you're out there and you think you need a lift or you need, you know, grab bars or a bathroom remodel, don't make an emotional gut check decision with the first person you talk to, even if it's Access.
Right.
Go around, take the time to breathe and get multiple quotes and then pick the best, which, you know, I know it's going to be us.
Right. You're not afraid of competition.
I'm not afraid of competition at all. We will do everything we can to help you.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. When you're in and out of houses, Jeremy, because you're in and out of houses, as many houses as Frank is, you see mobility challenges all the time.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And how much of your business is designing homes or redesigning homes or renovating homes to help somebody that is mobility challenged get around?
20-30%.
20? It's growing that much?
Yep, at least. I mean, just we all age the same, right? We all get older.
We all get older. And there's a lot more education.
And a lot of people don't want to sell their houses, you know, close to family members or anything else.
They're
so
comfortable in a house. They've been there forever. Yeah,
They've been there forever. All their memories are there.
Yep.
You know, so
they want to age in place.
Yes.
They don't want to move.
No.
And I get calls all the time. My mom's 85 years old. She lived in the house for 50 years. My dad built it and all this stuff. and I promised my mom I'd keep, I promised my dad on his deathbed, mom's not going anywhere. Yep. I'm going to keep mom in the house. Well, in order to keep mom in the house, or dad in the house, or yep. both of them in the house, you have to make sure mom and dad are safe.
It's got to yes. be, yeah, it's got to be safe. And right. to your point, it could be grab bars. It could be something it super simple. It could be
super simple. So, yep. And most of the modifications that we make for people would be less than their closing costs if they were going to sell that house.
Hmm. Phone number, we got to hit a break here.
630-616-6249.
All right, we have Stacy and Morris. We have Alan in Rockford. We have Mary in Northbrook, one of my neighbors there. We also have, I think, Helen called back with some other questions. The lady going on a 5-week cruise.
I think it was Mary.
Mary.
Yeah.
Was it
another
Mary?
Mary.
Okay, probably. Yeah. I'll take your word on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. At well, this point, right?
I'm going with James. Tony.
Rich is going on a cruise.
Yeah. 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 Rich. So she's going to
be. The jam gal.
The jam. No. This is another lady.
Oh, okay.
This
jam girl was Granger.
Jam. Okay. Yeah. I know that.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's Mary. I think that's Mary.
Okay.
I can't remember. 3129. We're going to handle everybody's questions, promise. After the. We got to take a quick break for news. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and podcast. Previous show, Frank, you had a question that you wanted to comment about that I don't have to go all the way out to something to get jam. You want to make?
Oh, I'll be bringing you back some blackberry jam.
Right.
Yeah, no problem. Ooh. When I got my way back from Granger. But you don't have to eat the entire jar in one sitting, so your diet will allow you to have a taste of that.
Okay. Here's where your mistake. I didn't get to 288 pounds by not eating, by just taking a little taste of jam.
But you've learned. You're on a program. You're
doing but the challenge is when you open up a jar of Amish-made blackberry jam. You can't just have one spoon. That's spoon. The rookie. Spoon? Did I say spoon? Spoon. My mouth is watering. Exactly.
You're salivating.
I'm going to have it on a shelf. I got another 30 to go, and when I hit the weight, and when I hit it, we're going to Lou Malnati's, okay? Just Ooh. Me. You could watch me eat, and then we're going to Portillo's, and then I'm going to whip out, and then we're going to whip out my jam. I got it all laid out. And we're gonna. I got
no
a little,
Reese's peanut butter cups in there.
Well, double stack. Oh, there yeah. might be a little pregame warm up meal with that, because why not?
Because I learned how to eat a Reese's peanut butter cup through you.
Yes.
Like just yeah, you can't just have one.
No, you got to double stack.
You got to stack them. I never knew.
What?
You've it's been crazy
living yeah. a sheltered life in Algonquin.
I know.
Yeah, and how many appearances have you got this year, Rich Dexter?
I've got only 11 now.
Is your daughter ever going to show up? Does she have the stones to do this? Is she qualified to do this?
She's qualified. She won't come.
Why
not? I don't know.
What is she afraid of? What is she afraid of?
Maybe you.
Her failure. Could be afraid of failure.
Her daughter is a professional soccer player. She's a defender.
Right.
And she runs 25 miles an hour because there's monitors on her.
Yep.
And she got up to 25 miles. And she's the mother of a professional soccer defender.
She's a rock star.
And that can run 25 miles an hour. And your daughter, Jennifer.
Yes, Jennifer.
Red hair.
Red hair.
In case anybody is mistaken.
A ginger. She's a ginger.
She's a ginger.
She doesn't have the confidence to come on and do this material.
I don't know what to say.
That's a call out right there.
Yeah.
She's listening.
She is listening.
Hey, Dave, how fast can you run?
It depends. To Portillo's, to Luminati's. Is there a sandwich like at the end of the race?
If there's a 25-mile-an-hour wind behind me, about 25 miles an hour. Yeah. If there's not, I take it. I conserve my energy.
A good two to three, huh?
Two to three miles. A good walk is a good speed. This body wasn't made to run, Tom.
No,
this body was made to lift things and carry them short distances. All right, everybody's got their limitations. 312-981-7200. Alan in Rockford, how are you?
Yeah. Fine. How's it going?
Good. You got a heating system question?
Yeah, I have a heating system. It's only like 12 years old, but it seems like some of the vent is not blowing out really good.
Vent challenge in Rockford.
Could be dampers that are closed. If you get at the...
No, I check out my dampers. It's got the little swing shift, the little switch on it to open and close them. I check all those.
And they used to be okay? And it's just started now?
Yeah. It started acting a little weird last year.
Okay.
And then of course, my central air was... couple times wasn't blown out cold air acting weird too, but I don't know if that's all anything to do with it. They were both put in about 12 years ago.
Have your heating guy come out when he comes out for an estimate. I mean, he comes out for service. If he has infrared cameras, have him go in through the limit hole and look up at the inside of the evaporator coil. The evaporator coil could be plugged a little bit. and that'll restrict the airflow.
Yeah, I was just wondering if my vents were probably need to be cleaned out too.
That wouldn't hurt. That wouldn't hurt, but there's an airflow problem, so I suspect that the coil might be plugged a little bit.
Do you service Rockford?
No, we don't.
A little too far north.
I'll get him set up if he wants.
Yeah. All right. Hang on.
I can find somebody. I'm pretty good at taking care of stuff like that.
All right, buddy. Well, have a happy and healthy New Year, and hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, your complimentary Mr. Floor cleaning product. All of our listeners can go to MrFloor.com, enter WGN for a discount on their first order. Stacey and Morris, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. You have a question for Mr. Janky.
Uh-oh.
My question is kind of a real estate question. We're updating our master bath for house resale, and it currently has a shower, a whirlpool tub, and one sink. My question is, would it be more beneficial to have two sinks or the whirlpool tub?
Tom?
We have the opportunity to remove the whirlpool tub and put in an additional counter and sink.
Tom?
I think you are absolutely correct. I would take the whirlpool tub out. A double sink is absolutely a selling feature into a master bath. Sometimes, if you can take the tub out and actually enlarge the shower,
mm-hmm.
A lot of times, showers are 4 foot showers. Putting in a 5 foot shower with a seat makes a huge difference. And it pains me to say that whirlpool tubs are a bit of a thing of the past, even though, I used to manufacture them, and I used to make my living out of making them. But today, people are foregoing the whirlpools.
Yes.
I'm taking it out of my own master, and I'm putting a freestanding tub. It's a smaller tub. How often do you use it? But definitely do two sinks.
All right. Hang tight for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. Thanks for calling, Stacey and Morris. And before we hit the break, Mary, my neighbor in Northbrook, how are you?
I'm good.
Where are you in Northbrook? East or west?
I'm west.
All right. Are you over by Wood Oaks or Shaboni? Where are you?
Yes, you got it.
All right. Well, we'll go have a coffee at Once Upon a Grill over there, all right?
That would be perfectly fine with me.
All right. What's going on?
I love your show. I listened since Wally Phillips when I was just a young baby.
All right.
But anyway, this is not exactly for me, but for relatives that are going to be selling their home.
Yep.
And maybe they know the answer, but they have a chairlift that's been, used a lot. How does that work when you sell, a home with a chairlift? I mean, can you get that removed and, get something out of it if you choose to?
You can. The issue is that the stairlift itself, even the straights that are, just mass manufactured, those are cut to size to fit your staircase. So they don't always fit into somebody else's staircase.
I got it.
If you really want to get the best value out of it, my suggestion is to donate it, because then you can write off the value.
Oh, interesting.
Well, my
brother-in-law is a CPA, so he probably figured it out already.
Okay, but but for others who are thinking about selling their home that have a chairlift, will you go in and remove it? Or is there a cost to that?
If they want us to remove and dispose of it, there's a cost to it because I have to pay the scrap fees. But if you want us to remove it and donate it, then no, we do not charge you at
all. Okay. Well, there you go.
Very interesting. Well, thank you so much. See you at Once Upon.
You got it, my friend. Hang on. 312-981-7200. We're going to bring you, we're going to have you select your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. We got to go to a quick break here. I think a red-haired member of the Dykstra family is calling in to defend herself.
I think so.
So this should be fun. 312-981-720. Is she hot? Is she like really upset?
I don't know.
Like steaming hot?
I'm not afraid of anything. How do I call in?
Here we go. Okay. 312-981-7200. We're going to see the temperature of one Jen Dykstra after these messages. We got John in Palatine, Chris in Evergreen Park, and I'm going to get probably smacked upside the head.
I'm afraid so. Or
both of us. Well, it's not the first time. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's AmeriCorps call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jim in Orland Park, how are you?
I'm a long-time listener.
How old are you, Jim?
I'm 68.
Have you applied for your senior tax exemption and freeze and all that stuff?
I'm glad I was able to make him happy, right?
I think you need to stick to giving financial advice. Not this family planning stuff, probably not your forte. 67. Have more kids, yeah.
Have more kids.
Have those exemptions.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Helps when you turn the microphones on when you're on radio. 312-9817. A little technical. Had to dive too deep, but the microphone's on. Helps.
There you go.
312-981-7200. John and Palatine, you've been hanging out for a long time. How can we help you? You've got a question for Rich.
I got a question for my furnace.
Okay. So hold on. So Rich, you will be playing the furnace.
Okay.
In this segment.
I got it. Okay.
Okay. The furnace. Go, okay. John.
Okay, I got a question on my furnace. It's a 5-year-old furnace, and it's it goes on, it turns on, it goes for about 10 minutes, then it shuts off, and then about 5 minutes again, it turns on back on.
Okay. It sounds like an issue with the thermostat.
Oh, is it thermostat?
Yeah. Have you had it cleaned lately or no?
The furnace?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it sounds like it's an issue with the thermostat. The cycles on the thermostat. So have your heating guy come. Have your heating guy come take a peek at it.
What should the setting be at?
Internally, they'll set it to the furnace. They'll make sure that the cycles are set for the furnace. You can set your thermostat wherever you want. Set it 72, 74, wherever you want. But they have to make an adjustment for you.
Oh, so it's the thermostat then?
It could be. Yeah.
Going on and off and on and off and on and off.
Yeah. Could be. Filters are clean?
Yes.
Okay.
You might want to think about moving.
Sell the house.
That's an option. It's always an option. Hang on.
I'm legally blind, so where would I want to move?
That was a joke. Don't sell your house.
No,
we're good. Is Palatine within your service area?
We can go there for him.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, hang on, Johnny.
Who are you? What's your name?
Dykstra Home Services. I'm Rich Dykstra. Yes.
Okay. Your telephone number?
1-800-421-3220. I'll give you a call on Monday. We have your number, so I'll give you a call.
Hang on, Johnny. Okay, buddy, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. All right, I'm bracing for impact here. Jen on the phone. Jen Dykstra, how are you?
Oh, I'm super. How are you guys?
Great. Let's talk about your daughter.
Let's do it.
Let's get her off track a little
bit.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, good sidebar.
Soften her up, bro.
Your daughter's training for the new season. Is she in shape? Everything good? Her knee's good? Everything's great?
She is great.
And her first professional radio appearance was on this fine radio show, by the way. Did you know that? Were you aware of that?
I did. Are you kidding? This is why I let my dad come on the radio, because he is obsessed. It's his greatest joy. So, of course, we know when she's on or you're on.
Did you hear that she said, I let my dad go on the radio.
She allows her 60.
You know what? So do I. He's not here right now. So do I, Jen.
Right. He can't smack you from when he gets home in March. He won't. So how do you feel about that? That your daughter allows you, she thinks it's therapy. I think she wants to get you out of the house at least 11 times a year.
I'm blessed that she lets me come here. Yeah.
Do you have the skills to be on the radio for 3 hours as efficiently and as proficiently as your father? Do you think you're up to that?
Yeah.
Ooh, Jen, replacement.
Jen, can you get people's names right?
I can get everyone's name.
Wow. You can replace David.
Yeah. You've got a potential.
You're nailing it.
You've got a potential future hosting the show then, because I obviously can't. So why don't you come down with your father? He's got a bad hip. You know, he just had a hip replacement. He's falling apart. It's a downward spiral, Jen. Yep. I look at him every time he comes in. Something else is falling off this guy's body.
David, did he show you what he did with his hip?
Yes, I saw. Oh. I saw it in the hermetically sealed medical bag, and he made it. He made his hip into pen holders, and it's disgusting. But
it's disgusting.
That's about 3 pounds of wrong.
Wow!
So when are you coming down?
We can have a whole show about that.
When are you coming down, Jen? When are you coming down? When are you hosting the show?
The next time I'll come down.
Okay, there you go.
Deal. Right. Next month you'll be here.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys really think I'm afraid?
Well, we don't know.
We don't know what it is.
Hang on. She has to prove she's not afraid.
Right.
There you go.
The only way that we could prove that you're not afraid is to show us that you're not afraid.
So, but we were taking that out of what Rich was saying.
Rich said you were afraid.
He did.
Yeah. Rich said there's no shot. She's terrified. She can't pull this off. She doesn't have it. And I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah.
I won't get a paycheck next week. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
she's going to let you get paid next week.
Yeah. Might have been a little embellishment there, but it sounded good on the radio. Okay, so hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product and of your choice, and we'll see you next time. 312-981-7200. Thanks for calling in, Jen. Chris, Evergreen Park, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I use your mortgage company all the time. Jose is a great employee. He helps us out, all the time. He's great.
Oh, thank you. Jose Rodriguez. He's awesome.
Yes. So a question for Rich. And Rich, I don't know if you remember, but you came to my house last March to help me, to put a boot in my laundry room.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you said, it won't cost more than $700.
Right.
You send two people over the next week, and it was like, way less than that. It was like $500. And these guys spent like 3 to 4 hours looking around because I had problems with circulation of my heat. And they did everything. And they worked the entire time. And I thought for sure, it's going to be a lot more than $700, right? And it was a lot less. So
good.
You guys have a great company.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
And I got one question for you. So last night, my high-efficiency furnace started blowing cold air, right? And it got down to like 65. And I remembered, I better check the filter, right? Even though I change it every 2 months. But it was dirty. So I changed the filter. And, and then I shut the furnace off. And, of course, my wife gave me the, I said, are you sure it's going to kick back on when you turn it back on? And I said, it should. So I turned it back on. It did kick back on. And it didn't really blow hot right away, but during the night it got up to 72. So okay. I guess maybe it cycled through something.
Cycled through. When was the last time it was cleaned?
You guys came out like in the fall.
Okay, you should be good then. It was probably just because it cycled off on limit, like I've been talking about. It got hot and shut itself off. And when you shut off the switch, you reset it and you turn it back on, it came back on again. But you should
be
fine.
Right
now.
Thing, I guess, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, tell your wife. Let me know how that works out for you.
Just one quick question for you.
Sure.
Because she won't believe it.
She's not going to believe it.
She's not going to believe it.
So right now the heat's at 68, and I got it up to 72, and it doesn't really go. It doesn't seem to be going, up to 72. Do you think it could be? I have a Nest thermostat.
Ah, there you go. There you go. Switch it out. I don't like Nest. No. I'm sorry.
Okay. What
Ecobee. Get
to?
An Ecobee.
Yeah, what? Let's say
an
it again.
Ecobee. Ecobee. You know what? I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call with the information. They're going into a break now. But I'll give you a call either on my way home or I'll give you a call Monday.
And there goes the Nest sponsorship down the toilet there. Way to go. 312-981-7200.
They're not great.
Sales department's been working on Nest to sponsor the show for months. And there's Rich Dykstra. I think they're crap. 312-981-7200.
Jen would never say that.
It's only my personal opinion.
It's awesome. 312-981-7200. That's a Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. I don't know what the hell we're doing, but we got another 30 minutes here. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. John Hansen hosts Let's Get Legal after our show. It's a great show. John's a good guy, great friend, and a amazing host. So if you're looking for something to do after the show, hang out for John's show. He does a great job.
He does.
Covering everything legal with Let's Get Legal. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We told Helen we would call her back, but we received a text message from one of our listeners wanting to know if, in addition, schlepping out to Granger to pick up to help, I believe her name was Mary in Granger.
Yeah, I messed it up.
It was Mary.
Yeah, you got one out of 1,000, right?
All right.
Yeah. Well, hey. So
it's got to start someplace.
Exactly.
Got to start someplace.
Ground up.
Way to go. Just positive encouragement.
Absolutely.
Nice job. You screwed up the other 999.
Okay. Yep.
But way to go with the one getting the one right.
Crushed it.
So, will you go to McHenry County?
Absolutely. We do the whole state of Illinois, and we actually have one of our assessors actually lives in McHenry.
Okay.
Nice.
So, to our texter, yes. And we have a texter here, Marilyn in Glenview, Have you tried the Lumonati's crustless pizza? Oh my God.
Oh, I was salivating.
What do you think? I'm a rookie here, Marilyn?
I have not tried that, but
it's got the sausage on the bottom.
And how's that diet working out for you?
I'm just telling you what the crustless pizza. Yeah, we're on, Tom. You want to?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Yeah, this is a radio show. Yeah, what are you guys talking about? We're talking about like Home Sweet Home Chicago. Tom's out smoking a cigar in the other room. Don't worry.
I know the
he had a mask on.
He had a mask on
while he was doing it. No big deal. It was totally.
And he was by the air purifier.
I was just taking a customer's faucet call.
Okay, there you go. So Marilyn and Glenview, of course, have had the crustless pizza. You have the sausage.
Thank you, Marilyn. I'm gonna get that today.
Oh, I love it.
Never had it, and I'm not on a diet, Dave.
Downtown Northbrook is my go-to. And it's delicious. Helen in Orland, how are you? I haven't had it in 17 weeks. But Orland, how are you? Helen in Orland, how are you? You had additional questions about going on vacation.
I did. We got disconnected, and I don't know what happened.
Okay.
But anyways, I just want to go over this because I'm a little nervous. So the temperature in my house, I should leave at 60.
Yep. Rich? Yep.
The hot water should be at 60 or vacation mode.
You put in vacation mode. That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. And then do I leave a water dripping somewhere?
No, don't leave water dripping anywhere. No.
Hold on. I got a quick question. In my old house, the pipes were on the outside wall, so when it got super cold...
You did it anyway.
We had to open up the cabinet doors in the bathroom,
right?
The vanity doors to let the heat in. Would you recommend that she opens up the vanity doors? No.
Helen, have you ever had pipes freeze?
No.
Then no.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's great. So no water drip. And then the thermostat. Do I leave that on auto or off?
Auto. Leave it on auto.
Oh, leave it on auto.
Auto heat. Leave it on heat and auto.
Heat and auto.
Right.
Okay.
And set it at 60.
And then set it at 60.
Okay.
Okay. And then do I leave a window open, a crack?
Somewhere? Oh, my goodness, no.
No. Oh. No. Oh, I'm getting all kinds of wrong information.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Jeremy told you that because he wanted to break into your house.
Yeah, I mean, because she was going to rip the garage code off.
Five weeks.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Live there rent-free.
Right.
Yeah. I thought he'd come out very sad if he did.
Any other questions, Helen? Any other questions?
Not that I can think of. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
You're awesome.
Have a great vacation.
You have a great vacation, Helen. And call us when you get back and tell us how it worked out, okay?
I sure will. Thank you very much.
And I'm a double extra large, in case you're wondering. Wide shoulders.
I think you're a good Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, just pack another bag. It's all right. It doesn't any imposing on me. Sure. Just roll it up and stick it in a bag. Yeah. Double extra.
No problem.
I look good in black.
Well, with a big palm tree on it. How's that?
There you go. As long as double extra large, I'd appreciate it. Or maybe a jar of blackberry jam.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
You have a great trip.
Guys, thank you so much.
All right, Helen. Safe trip. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. 312-981-7200. Jeremy, here we go. 630. Our hardware store smoke detector went off with no fire. Well, that's a positive, right? We found the problem. We found the problem detector and removed it, only to find a lot of moisture in the detector, which I would have to think is not good.
Nope.
This happened almost exactly to the day 2 years ago when the fire department said we needed more insulation, so we took care of that. We replaced our roof that summer as well. Friends are thinking it's a ventilation issue. I am just wondering if you agree, and what type of professional would I hire to look into the cause of the moisture and fix it? Is it the roofer, HVAC, or ? What's your thoughts on that?
So I think, and we'll probably both agree with that, that you're getting a lot of calls right now where people are like, my roof's leaking. And when it was -3 degrees outside, there is no way your roof is leaking. Let me be clear. So when you get water in your house and it's negative degrees outside, your roof is not leaking. It's because of the high humidity in your house. So turn your humidifier down. Right?
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't say off, but you just have an excessive amount of humidity set in your house.
And if you have an opening, it's just like a glass of water in the summer, glass of ice water on the table.
Yeah. If
the cold meeting the hot, it'll start sweating.
Yeah.
You get the condensation.
Things that can be done, it could be a ventilation issue, no question. So we could look at your roof. We could look at your attic, the intake, and all that.
You can foam the box. Foam the box.
It's the biggest, easiest thing that you could do. They sell that at any hardware store, so you could do it yourself.
Yep.
That was Frank's college band, Foam the Box.
Oh. He's got a lot of bands.
I was so talented.
Frank is very musically inclined. I hear these names and I'm like, Frank.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Duh. You going to speak up? You want to sign some records? Maurice in Chicago, how are you?
Hi, guys. Look, I got a quick question. I've been in my house for about 19 years old, me and my lovely bride. And in the back room, we have an addition that came with the house. There's no heat or air conditioning at all. The rest of the house, there's a steam boiler with radiators, okay? Here's a problem. Every year, I come with the same problem. Freezing my behind off back there. The house, it came with a wall gas furnace, but a leak occurred there. And I kept telling my wife, hey, I smell gas. Now, it's amazing because she can smell a pork chop sandwich, but she couldn't smell that gas.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. You were on such a good track with your bride and everything. And
that lovely bride. Oh, my goodness.
You had to bring out the pork chop sandwich.
Oh, boy. Seth, game night. I mean, you're like pregame. It's 1:12:40.
What are you thinking? Man.
Here's the thing. I called the gas company. They came out, and sure enough, it was a gas leak because I was the only one that was able to smell that. They capped it, and ever since then, we haven't been able to put any heating back there. I use space heaters because I'm afraid to go back to that gas. That gas was excellent, man, because adjacent to the back room addition, the kitchen is there. So it kept the kitchen and the back room nice and toasty. So I'm wondering, what could I do besides these space heaters? A couple of days ago, it was 49 degrees back there in that addition, with the space heater on.
What can he do without the risk of blowing up his house and half the neighborhood, Rich?
He can go back to gas without any problem. He still make a nice space heater you can put in there, or you can go with ductless split, where you can have air conditioning and heat back there.
That's where I was leaning toward the mini split, but I don't know how effective the heat is with the mini split.
Very good.
Is it going to be warmer than a space heater?
No. A gas space heater will crank out a lot of heat. It'll crank out a lot of heat. But the ductless split will keep it at 70, 72 degrees.
How about over an electric space heater?
I don't like electric.
Yeah, no way.
I don't
either. It's expensive.
Sure.
What kind of space heaters are you using now, sir?
Those freestanding.
Just a little small, little Lasco speed seater, 1500 watt. Volt there. Yeah, watt, yeah.
Blow dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the back room is about a 15 by 17, which is a decent size master bedroom size.
Well, let me come out and take a look at it.
Where are you located, Maurice?
I'm in Chicago Southside in the Chatham area.
Oh, right. Come on. Give me a call. Or I can give you a call after the show. I'll have your number. I'll give you a call on Monday.
Jeremy, you wanted to mention it?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, Maurice, do you have any need to cool that space in the summertime or no?
I do.
Okay.
No, we do. I actually had a window kit and I don't like it.
No.
Then the mini split. Yeah, ductless split's what's that.
Yep. Absolutely.
Mini split. Yep. Yeah. Okay, guys.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
Hang on, Maurice, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312 of your choice. 312-981-7200. We're going to hit a quick break here. Tommy, we've got more faucet questions for you.
Wow. Faucet day.
You are like the king of faucets. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. We are going to take a brief break and be back for the last segment of this show.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
My blower has been running for the last 10 years.
David's going to go somewhere with that.
I already did. I checked with his wife, and she confirmed that. Our listeners know.
They know.
A sarcastic remark
is
coming.
Like a soft pitch and a home run.
I know. 3-2 fastball, and the fastball's coming.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Well played there, Benny. Way to put that together. Tom Janke got a message here on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
You had a guest on your show about a month ago that does custom doors, I believe in Geneva or St. Charles, somewhere in that area. I don't recall the guest's name or company. Can you please provide that? Thank you so much and have a wonderful day. So
that was us.
You're very memorable. So that just tells you leave an everlasting dent in people's minds.
I leave a good impression.
Yes.
Not a dent.
I'd call it a dent.
Okay.
So I was talking about how you installed a door at my partner's house in St. Charles.
Yes.
And that you live in St. Charles.
I do.
And that you went over there and helped his wife, who was a little mashuggy at the time.
I showed his wife.
You showed his wife, who is a little mashuggy, right? I could say that. You can't. She's very... She's very picky. She's got her issues.
Yeah, she does.
Very nice lady.
Very nice.
She's a little mashugi. Okay, which means a little crazy in Yiddish, but in a good way.
Wow, I'm going to use that one.
Mashugi?
Yeah, mashugi. Yeah, thank you.
It's actually good material. The official
I didn't realize we needed 6 minutes to have a dissertation.
That's your first new name.
That's a good mashugi. One.
Yeah. Mashugana is really what it is. Short is mashugi is the short for mashugana.
I cannot wait to give my wife a new term of endearment.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, mashugi.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Come here, my mashugi.
Yeah, exactly. See what I mean?
That's your Yiddish word. That's your Yiddish word of the day. Right. So, but can you please explain to Cheryl, who sent us a message on Facebook? I thought it was a Fawcett question. I read it deeper. It was a door question.
It was a door question.
They're close.
At Builder Supply Outlet, one of the unique features with our company is we have the ability to custom make doors. And when I say custom make doors, we don't actually make the physical door. We will take a door and we will physically customize that door to fit your opening. So like Dave's partner, they had a specific size. So we had to make side lights bigger. Then they had a transom on the top. We put the transom together. So we can take and, you know, build a door for you with pre-existing material in our place, or we can order doors. You know, one of the biggest things that you've got with ordering doors today is I was just talking to a friend of mine who runs a lumber yard, and they're 16 to 18 weeks
to get
it. And Jeremy knows this probably better than we do.
Yep.
He faces this all the time.
Thermature is saying 18 weeks.
Right. So for us, I mean, it makes it convenient because we actually have our own physical door shop. We have the machinery. We have the people. We can build a door. We just built a custom door with 12-inch thick jams for an older house in Chicago.
Wow. That's cool.
And we custom built it. Nice. And we did it in 10 days.
Okay.
Which is unheard of.
Yes.
Unheard of.
If our listeners want to reach out and get more information, how they reach out to you?
They can reach us at 708-343-3900. And we are just 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall. So really from St. Charles, and I drive it 6 days a week, you're only talking about 40 minutes, maybe.
All right. To Frank, what do you want to leave us with?
Have a great weekend.
You had a golden opportunity.
Yes, I know, right? So, no.
Hey, Frank. It's the end of the show. What would you like to leave a nugget of knowledge for our listeners to carry forth until the next time they hear you back on the show?
When you're making an emotional decision, stop, breathe, take your time, and get multiple estimates.
Good for anyone.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Mr. Dykstra.
Yes.
It's like a hurt puppy.
If really? Your daughter allows you to come back again...
Oh. I hope so. I don't know.
If she doesn't allow you to come back again, what would you like to leave our listeners with your last appearance, because you'll be replaced by your daughter from here on out?
Change your filter. That's it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Watch the filter. Okay. It'll cut your bills, keep your unit running, and keep you warm.
Phone number?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuide.com.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
Megapros.com.
What would you like to leave our listeners with, buddy?
If you're planning a 2022 project of any kind and you want it done this year, do it now. Start planning right immediately, like right now. In fact, yesterday. If you had a DeLorean, use that.
Okay. Yep. That means do it fast.
That means do it in the past. Call Doc Brown.
Oh,
go 88 miles an hour. That. Have a flux capacitor. You're good to go. Oh.
Good to go.
Yeah.
Yep. Very clever.
Yeah. Wow. Sure. Witty.
Your father's like, that was dumb, Jeremy.
He hates movie quotes. Yeah, right. No. He won't get it at all.
He won't allow you to come back.
You know, and the crazy thing is that movie was made probably at the point that you were born.
Yeah, right. Probably.
Or conceived.
Still great movie.
I think your father was. Never
and watch that movie. Watch never Back mind. To the Future.
It's a whole other visual I don't need. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you guys, what's the best? I got it right here.
Megapros.com.
All right, and I am David Hochberg. Sorry to Fidel and Tom, we did not have an opportunity. Just real quick, I would love to have experts in the following fields: moving and storage, electrician, plumbing, and we're looking forward to add some realtors to the show. So if you are moving and storage company, an electrician, a plumber, Steve Cortez decided not to join us this year. And we have openings for realtors. So if you're a realtor, like more information, give us a call. You can give me a call, 855-56-DAVID, and I'll tell you all about the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Next week's show will be a little later than normal. We have Northwestern basketball. I think the tip-off time's at 11, so we'll probably be queuing up, be ready to go at 1. So between 1 and 1:30, we'll be on until 1 till 4 next weekend. So please join us next week, and then back to our regularly scheduled time. And we're doing a vest-a-thon coming up on the 12th of February to raise money to buy police vests. You okay, Rich?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just getting the legwork on it.
Can you wait like another 8 seconds?
Wait another 8 seconds.
The titanium is binding
up. Brand new head.
Rubbing against the microphone.
It's bionic.
All right. This is Homes and Homes Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Thanks for listening. Go to WGNDavid.com for podcasts and previous shows. You want to reach me during the week, 312. No, go to 855-56-DAVID or go to 56David.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Bears.